This is John Storm. In just a moment, you are going to hear The 13th Juror, a new type of mystery program. The 13th Juror has been created, written, and directed by Arnold Marquis, writer, producer of some of NBC's prize-winning programs, such as Unlimited Horizons, The Pacific Story, and The Fifth Horseman. Let me tell you a little bit about The 13th Juror. These are no ordinary mysteries. These stories are real. They happen to real people. Some of them are as old as time, and others are as fresh as this morning's newspaper. But they all have the vibrant quality of having been lived. People have been talking about these mysteries for years, yes, for centuries, and they'll continue to puzzle over them for centuries to come. There are stories about people, for example, John Wilkes Booth. But more about him in a moment. There is the fascinating mystery of the lost Dauphin of France, and the scores of pretenders who clamored for his kingly rights. The death of Jesse James has been doubted. The dispute started even before the casket was lowered into the grave. And in just the past few months, an aged frontiersman has published evidence that he is Jesse James. Lord Kitchener, the Eisenhower of World War I, disappeared under mysterious circumstances in 1915. There are a dozen versions of what might have happened to him. Ambrose Bierce, the famous novelist, deposited $1 million in a San Francisco bank and vanished from the face of the earth. Marshal Ney, with Napoleon at Waterloo, was executed before a firing squad in Belgium. But he lived to a ripe old age in North Carolina, or so they say. Paul Redfern, flying to South America in one of the early long-distance airplane tests, was never heard from after leaving the United States. But there are many stories of the white god who flew in to govern the natives in the jungles of South America. Amelia Earhart, flying around the world in those troubled days before Pearl Harbor, was lost under circumstances which indicated three or four possible fates. Adolf Hitler, dead before 200 witnesses, has been seen alive in Denmark, Finland, Norway, South America, and even China. Martin Bormann, infamous aide to Hitler, declared dead yet convicted in absentia by the war crimes trial in Nuremberg, just in case. The world-famous Paganini, beloved violin virtuoso, buried in eight separate tombs, each authenticated as genuine, and yet voices raised that he was in none of them. Theodosia Burr, talented and beautiful daughter of Aaron Burr, vanished at sea en route from Charleston to New York. Was it pirates? Shipwreck? Or did she live to complete a rendezvous in West Virginia? And there are stories of ships, too. The Flying Dutchman, for example, and many more. The Nazi training ship, Karpfanger, disappeared in the North Pacific just before World War II. A French scientific expedition, outfitted with the finest of equipment, vanished in the South Pacific. The 17,000-ton liner Waratah, en route to South Africa, was lost without a trace in the Atlantic. The Marie Celeste, found adrift at sea, with hot food in the galley, and not a living soul aboard. And there are other mysteries such as Roanoke Island, Angkor Wat, the Mayans, Stonehenge, Easter Island, and the continent of Atlantis. And now to the story of John Wilkes Booth. We have selected this story for audition because it's characteristic of the stories in this series. It's recent enough that you yourself may have seen the genuine body of Booth displayed for a dime in a carnival sideshow. And your grandfather may have aided in the search for the assassin. The mystery of John Wilkes Booth is well known to every American. And yet, despite the years of investigation, despite the millions of words written about this mystery, the solution is no nearer than it was in 1865. So relax in your chair and listen to this, the first in a new series. Remember, this is no ordinary whodunit to be forgotten once it is heard. For time is the judge, and history the jury. And you, seated in judgment on this mystery, you are the 13th juror.